anybody from doing anything. I just never, Larry Easty's there. It's a new thing that I just started seeing, but I don't know why, but I didn't see it growing up. I never saw any of my Rebbe do that. My turn. Guess it can't hurt. Guess it can't hurt. You know what I mean? My turn. Okay, so we were up to a... we're going to go back. So we had a machlokes. I'm going to try to recap this quickly. Tana Rabbanan, three lines in the top of Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. I'm going to start from there. I know we did a lot of it, but I think we have to get back into it. Tana Rabbanan, I said, Gitakam Nashit Shamshis Abishtei Shamim. A guy says to a woman, this is your get if you will serve my dad for 2 years. Amud Ashit Taniki, Asmanishtei Shamim. Abishtei Nisqai Vatnai. Even if she does not meet the condition, how is it get? Why? I made a condition. He did not say to my couple. One doesn't need to my couple. And again, I pointed out that the Rishonim didn't arrive from here, that even though we said in the Amud Beis that but Almanach, you don't need the laws of Tanai, that was the laws of Tanai vis-a-vis Maisa kaidim l'tanai, tanai kaidim l'maisa, tanai maisa b'zavarechon, hein kaidim l'lav, those halachas. But tanai kafel is a different story, and the way they explain it is because the one who says you need tanai kafel is saying that we have no right to use inference. We can't say if a guy says one way, we make an inference the other way. And therefore, that doesn't depend how you word the tanai, meaning... Let me try to explain it a little bit better. Those Rishonim say that the one who needs Tanai Kaful is not only because of Gzeres HaKasav. It's that the Torah is revealing to me you cannot rely on inference to prove something. Dr. Schwab a few days ago was arguing that you can never rely on inference. That would be pshat in the mandiyama that says you can need Tanai Kaful because you can't rely on inference to decide something. And the other mandiyama says, yes, you can. So that's a logical argument, besides the fact that Rameir learns it from Xeris HaKasav. He says that Xeris HaKasav is teaching me a logic. Tanai kaidim l'maisa, maisa kaidim l'tanai, hein kaidim l'lav, tanai maisa v'davarecha. There's no logic to that. That's the tyrant's Xeris HaKasav and how tanai should work. That doesn't apply to Almanas. But tanai kafel, this Bryce is saying, according to many Rishonim, does apply to Almanas. Because Tanai Kaful is a logical thing. Once the Torah told me you need Tanai Kaful, it's because the Torah is telling me, not because of Xeris HaKasav, but the Torah is telling me this is the logic. In Mamela, it applies elsewhere as well. And the Rabbanim say, yes, you can use inference, and therefore Tanai Kaful does not apply. Let's move on. Right, and again, the proof to that again is, Rashi Shita is, that the Machloikis is only about Tanai Kaful. All other halakas of Tanai, Rabbanan also agree you need. That means the other ones are Xeris HaKasav. This one, the Torah is revealing to me how to think. And one Mandiyama says we don't think that way, and one Mandiyama says we do think that way, and that's the Machlokes. Reb Shimon Gamliel Leibman, this is what we're going to be zeroing in on. Shimon Gamliel says, Ein Luch Tanai B'Ksuvim Shein HaKafu. There is no Tanai in the Torah that's not repeated twice. Now, we don't know what he means by that. Is he coming to support Rameir? Is he coming to question Rameir? Now, to understand the next Gemara, let me introduce a halacha, which I mentioned at the end yesterday. The Torah doesn't write extra. That means if the Torah tells me halacha, I'm supposed to turn to the Brisa of Rabbi Shmuel, which is written, which we say, some people say every morning by davening, B'shleish Esra Midas HaTorah Nidreshes Behem, and use this halacha to try to compare it to as many halachas as I can. That's what the Torah wants me to do. It wants me to use Gzeres Shava and Hekesh and Binyanav. All these halachas, the Torah wants me to use them to compare everything to that which the Torah wrote. Unless I find a reason that I can't compare them. My job is to take the halacha the Torah told me and spread it around as much as I can unless I run into a roadblock. That's what the Torah wants me to do. If the Torah wrote it twice, unnecessarily, that means the Torah is giving me an extra time to write it. I could have figured it out without the second time. There is no roadblock. Why couldn't the Torah write it once? And I would have used my Shloish Esther Midrash HaTorah in the Dreshes, ma'am, and figured out the second case. Therefore, Rambam the Amar says that by writing it a second time, the Torah is saying only these two cases, not anywhere else. That's called Shnei Ksuvim HaBoim Ke'echon. Two psukim telling me the exact same thing. Now, that only works if you could have figured out B from A. So then B is superfluous. So therefore, must be the Torah is telling me only by A and B, not by C and D. But if B wouldn't be figured out by A, so then it's not extra. And therefore, it would not be steak soup, mabon, kechad. They're not telling me the same thing. The question over here is, the Torah wrote Tanai many places in the Torah. At each place in the Torah wrote Tanai Kavul. Are those extra psukim? Because I would have known that from Tanai B'nai Gad B'nai Ruvein. Or are they necessary? That's going to be Machloikas to the shyness in this Gemara. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, all Tanoim are repeated in the Torah twice. Now, is he saying, therefore, Reb Meir, that means the Torah is trying to tell me only these cases need twice, not any other Tanoim? Or is he saying, the Torah repeated it every time because it's necessary, and we do derive to everywhere else that you need Tanoim of? That's the question. Is he supporting Reb Meir by backing him up and saying, look, the Torah repeated Tanai Kavul many times because they were all necessary, and therefore the Torah is trying to teach me, we want Tanai Kavul everywhere? Or is the Torah repeating it superfluously to tell me only in these cases you need Tanai Kavul, not anywhere else? That's going to be Machloikas 2, Lashaitis in this Gemara.
Who gives the right to say, second one, I can learn out from the first?
Using your Shloish Esrei Midas Shatayrin addresses them.
That means
your Chazal. Logic, your mind.
Chazal.
No, Avram Kalb.
No,
Chazal did it for you, but you could have done it too.
We're not one from the other and say that, and even if there would be a nafkamina.
So that nafkamina makes it that it's necessary.
Who's to say that nafkamina is important?
So that Chazal have to decide, not you. I agree.
One is every time mentioned is exclusive. It mentions more than once, and you could have derived it, then it's exclusive.
Right.
What's the other way to understand?
That it's not, that if the Torah mentioned it more than once because it was necessary, you wouldn't have derived it. Then it's not exclusive. The question is, in all the cases that the Torah mentioned them, were they derivable, if there's such a word, or were they not derivable? I don't think there's such a word, but I just made it up. It'll be Webster's word of the year next year. Yes.
Derivable.
Thank you.
There's not that many places. I suppose it's all the places. How many places are there?
There's a whole Amid and Kedushin with places.
Is it more than three?
I would think yes, but I don't remember the Amid and Kedushin that I can answer you. But you can take a look in Kedushin.
I don't remember any of
them. Dr. Gemara. Ikka the Amri. Reb Meir, come away. Some are saying Reb Shimon Gamliel was talking to Reb Meir and saying, Reb Meir, I disagree with you. They give the Amri the Rabbanan, come away. Some are saying he tells the Rabbanan, I disagree with you. The Torah repeats it multiple times, unnecessarily. Therefore, by repeating it so many times, the Torah is making it exclusive. They are necessary, and therefore that's why the Torah repeated them. But if it's not, I can derive from them everywhere else. So the question becomes: are those other psukim necessary or not? We'll decide which one Reb Shimon Gamliel means. That's how the Gemara says. Reb Shimon are bothered because the Gemara and Kedushin says they are all necessary. So what's the suffix here? But that's how Rashi learns his Gemara. Rashi. Zuk Rashi. Reb Shimon, Befarish, and Behed Yavaz. Ikadavi, Reb Meir, come alive. Ain't lono lumud mitai b'nei g'nagad. You cannot derive anything from mitai b'nei g'nagad. She'ain loch t'nai b'chol ha'mikro, she'ain a kafu. Kigan. Rashi gives you an example. Us t'inaka me'elosi. Right? if you remember the story of Eliezer and Rivka in Parshas Chayesara, Avram told Eliezer, "As tinaka el alasi, you may lasi, you'll be absolved from my oath. Im tavi al mishpachti. V'im lo yitnu lach, you'll be naki me alasi." So he made him swear, and then told him the opposite way. And if they don't give it to you, then you're absolved. That means he wrote both times. You have to make a shvua that you'll take her, and then he said, if they don't give it to you, you're absolved. It's a tzmai kafel. Also, a kayin tells the shaita, im shachav, this is what happens to you. Im loy shachav, this is what happens. Why did the kayin have to repeat it twice? Obviously, if shachav you die, and if you don't shachav, you won't die. It's very simple.
You have beautiful babies.
So again, the Gemara in Kedusha talks about those things, whether it's necessary or not. That's what I'm saying. This is the examples Rashi gives. So, according to this lesson, they're all not necessary. And the Torah does it to tell me, only in these cases is it done. Anywhere else, you don't have to do it. In Taibush Matem, in Tamanu Marisem. If you listen to Hashem, good. If you refuse to listen to Hashem, the following will happen. These are extra psukim to tell me only in these cases, not anywhere else. Big Adamil Rabbanakamalu. Ain't look some Ibuksubim Shaynakov over Yeshlon Ulumid Mehem. The Kulu Tzrichi. They're all necessary. I would not have derived any from the other. Take a look at that Samach Aleph Amud Beis and Kedushin. That's what it says over here in the page. I didn't make it up. That the Gemara answers, they're all necessary. If they're all necessary, then it's not Shnei Ksuv Mabon Kechad.
That would have the same strength each us. It's not from the Torah.
It would have a strength to teach us, right? Correct. It would have the strength to teach us that that's what's necessary in logic. Because again, to my kafu, it becomes a question of logic.
So, if you only said, let's say, Ben-Eglad and the one you try, and that's it.
Again, if it's necessary or not necessary. It becomes the same question.
I don't know, maybe it would be unique to Yeshaya.
I don't know. I can't answer the question. I don't know. Good question, I don't know. Urimino. I have a contradiction. Now, the contradiction will be in Remeir and in the Chachamim. Meaning, we explained Remeir, he needs Tanai Kavu. We explained the Chachamim, they don't need Tanai Kavu. Makes a lot of sense. Urimino. How is that Gita Chamanashi at the Shamshi Asabish Teshonim? Right? Same case as we had before. It's the repeat of the previous Brisa. Or Amanash and Tanik is Manishtei Shonim. Now, before it said, they didn't keep the Tanai. Here it says, Meisav and Meisaben, Einaget, Diver and Meir. Father died, or the son died, it is not a get, according to a Meir. The Chachamim Aimrim, now, the question right away is, there was no Tanai Kafu. If there was no Tanai Kafu, Remeir said again is again anyway. It's the same exact case as before, and before Remeir said there was no Tanai Kafu, and therefore the get's a get. Here he says it's not a get because he didn't keep the Tanai. What Tanai? There was no Tanai Kafu. It's a contradiction to the Braisa before. It's the very exact case as the Braisa before. And then Remeir said the Tanai is a non-existent Tanai because it didn't meet the bar of what a Tanai has to be. And here, he says it's a great Tanai, and it wasn't kept, so it's not a get. There's your contradiction in Remeir. Exact same case. Chana Leimim, Ava Bishloi Zeskai Matanai, Harzei Yechai Lishu Taimar, Tenli Avicha Veshem Shenu, Tenli Bilcha Baniketo. It wasn't her fault. She was willing to keep the Tanai. Dad wasn't around. The kid wasn't around. We had that Mandiyama in the mission as well. Right? Now again, the Rabbanan say, you don't need Tanai Kafu. Right? The question is, So if you don't need Tanai Kavu, the Tanai wasn't kept. That's the Kasha. So basically, the Gemara's understanding here now that this is an exact machloikas of before the opposite way. The Chachamim saying, listen, the Tanai didn't work because it wasn't Kavu. And Rameir is saying the Tanai works even if it's not Kavu, which is the exact opposite of what they said in the first Braisa, where Rameir needed Tanai Kavu, the Rabbanon didn't need Tanai Kavu. What? In one case, it said they didn't keep it. It didn't say why. It just said, Ava Bishu in the sky and Matanai. In the second case, dad died or the kid died. That's going to make a difference in the answer in the Gemara, in the Chachamim. But in Rameir, it's a contradiction where we don't even see a difference. In both cases, there was a condition made without it being repeated. And in one case, Rameir says, it's not a Tanai. And in another case, he says, it is a Tanai. Kashid Rameir ad Rameir, Kashid Rabbanon ad Rabbanon. And for the Gemara, Rameir ad Rameir loy Kashid Rasum loy Kafu Letanoi, Hachum the Kafu Letanoi. The second Braisa is talking about you did repeat the Tanai twice, it's just the Braisa didn't speak it out. So it's not a contradiction. Braisa number one, he didn't repeat the Tanai. Braisa number two, he did. Either Braisa didn't say it, it left it up to your speculation. It's talking about he did repeat the Tanai. And therefore Rameir says it wasn't kept. The kid died, she never nursed him. The father died, she never served him. Who is the Chachamim? Shimon Gamliel, who said, it's not her fault. So the second Braisa has nothing to do with the first Braisa. First Braisa is the laws of Tanai. The man says, I need Kavu. Rabbanu says, I don't need Kavu. The second Braisa, there was Kavu. And therefore, Rameir says, there was Kavu. She never nursed. She never served the father. Even though it's not her fault, but she didn't do it. That was the machlokes we had in our Mishnah. A guy said, I'm an Asher Shisham, she is Avi Shnei Shanim, and the father died. She didn't keep the condition. Not her fault, but she didn't keep the condition. The Chachamim say, like Rav Shimon Gamliel, it's not her fault. We had the machlokes in the Mishnah. That's the machlokes in this Braisa. So nothing to do with Hilchus Tanai. Hilchus Tanai were met. The question is, did she keep the Tanai? Rameir said she didn't keep it. The word said, serve my father. She never served him. 2 years, she never served him for 2 years. The Rechonim are of Shimon Gamliel, who said, listen, she wanted to, wasn't her fault, therefore there was no, she kept the Tanai to the best of her ability. And that's good enough. The first Braisa was the Machlokes, how Tanai has to be worded. It's a totally different. Now, what the Gemara added is, there was a Tanai couple here. It wasn't written into the Braisa. Rashi. Look to Rashi.
I mean, we sometimes have a Braisa that is. There's a little thing. It's a
doesn't say it was their message, just says it's talking about he doubled the time.
Whatever happens to the time that we say
it
doesn't make any sense, it's not even
Christ. Yes, the Gemara, this is a better answer.
The
Gemara feels this is the M. The Gemara says only the M. Rashi. Man Chachamim Bach Mishnah Batsraiser of Shem Gamlieli. Period. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Now, I'm going to explain it like Rashi, but the Rishayim add a twist to Rashi, because if not, it's very difficult. We will do our best. Tana Rabbanan. Amalab of Neshnayim, the guy says in front of two Adam, Harei Zagitach Amadashit Tashamshis Abba Beishanim. He says to the woman, I'm going to give you the get on the condition that you serve my dad for 2 years. The chaz of Amalab is Neshnayim, then in front of other two people, he said, this is your get if you give me 200. Now, at 8 o'clock in the morning, he called to Adam in front of the woman, I am going to give you the get on the condition you served my father for 2 years. At 8:20 in the morning, he told the other two Adam in front of the woman, I'm going to give you the get on the condition you give me $200. Now, what does this woman have to do? Now Rashi learns that he gave the get the second time. First he made a condition and didn't hand her the get. You can't add conditions once the get's added. He made the condition, but he didn't hand her the get. Then the second time he made the condition and handed her the get. Frankly, we shite him. So why do we care about what he said at first? It wasn't at the time he gave her the get. So Rishaitim said, according to Rashi, what happened is as follows. He had two Adam there at 8 o'clock, and he said one condition. At 8:05, two other Adam came in, and he told them the second condition. And in front of both sets of Adam, said, I am giving you the get. Question is, what does she have to do now? There were two conditions in the giving of the get. Zok de Braisa, Roy Bittul de Vreyachin Asirishin. We don't say that he canceled the first condition. She has a choice. He basically gave her one of two ways to make the get active. She can either serve his father for 2 years, or she can give him 200 zuz. He basically said to her, I'm giving you the get on condition you do one of two things. Not both. But he said both. He would have said, and in addition. By not using the word in addition, he's saying one or the other.
He should have had an addition later on?
Not after he gave the get.
That's why it says he gave it the second time.
That's why I said he gave it the second time.
He gave it 2 years ago?
No, he wasn't miyachid with her in between.
So he said something This is not
talking to the divorce, it's 10 minutes later.
Okay, and...
Rashi. Dr. Rashi, I'm a little bit of a snake. I did not give it to her in front of them. The master law, you guys know about it tonight. Once he gave it to her, it's over. But Sula Matsi last night, you can't make a second time. When I give it to her, I'm giving it under condition that she serve my dad. He's not adding, as Dr. Harris asked, it didn't say, in addition. He's also not uprooting it. He didn't say to the second pair, forget my first condition. You have a choice. That's case number one of the Braisa. Back to the Braisa.
And the first two Adim, they know what was thankful for
that. So the Rishaitim speak out that they are also there at the time of the transfer of the get.
But they did not hear what
they said. Yes, they did. They hear him say...
Oh, they were there the whole time?
That's what the Rishaitim speak up. I'm not sure. And honestly, you're asking questions I can't answer for sure. They were there at the transfer of the get. Does that mean they know about the second condition? I don't know. Because conditions have to be made at the time of the transfer of the get. So obviously, both sets of Adam are there. He told one condition, told the other condition, and then he's handing it to her. So we say he meant either one of the two conditions. Had he meant both, he would have said in addition. He didn't say the word in addition. Had he meant to cancel the first one, he would have said, I'm canceling the first one. He didn't cancel and he didn't add. So therefore, we said he gave a choice.
It's always been the case
that
Reza
Gita,
she always gave her a gift, and then I didn't get a chance for no enough.
I lost you in the deal. I don't
Maybe
know.
Maybe I'll give you a divorce if you do this and this.
Right.
Always giving her a gift.
Well, if it's not giving it to her, how is it divorced?
I don't know. That's why I wonder.
You can't divorce a woman unless you give her a gift.
I mean, did Moshe give Reuven anything before he made the tenai? He made a tenai verbally. Not giving anything, and
he
carried out the
tzniah. Again. Hold. He tells the woman the tzniah before he hands her the get.
He always has to hand her the get.
She can't be divorced if he doesn't hand her the get.
Well,
So it's not.
You know, the Arabs divorce by saying, you divorce. I think you have to say it three times. And it's chal. We don't believe in that.
No, what I'm saying is, he can't make a t'nai and say that you're going to get a divorce the day this thing happens. And then I'll give you the papers then.
That's a good question. Can you make the t'nai and then give the papers a week later? No, you don't. Hold on a second. If the t'nai has to be met before they get the divorce, so she's not divorced. He's not obligated to do anything.
Not obligated to give her a gift.
He can change his mind. Next case. Avahamalo b'fnei shnayim ha'zagita ramanashe t'inli m'sayim zuz. V'chaz avahamalo b'fnei shnayim ha'zagita ramanashe t'inli gimu me'ez zuz. Bitul divrei achar esarishan. The second one is mevatel, this first one. Because it's not a choice, 200 or 300. You don't give a person a choice, either pay me 200 or pay me 300. You know what I mean? Why would any sane person give 300 if they can give 200? That's one thing. Rashi? Give me a zuz, why they are killing the
snail
coming? 300. She didn't say addition. He said 200, then he said 300. That means he's saying, not 200, but 300. He has to give 300. But you can't say it's a choice. You don't give a person a choice between 200 and 300. That's a ridiculous choice. V'ein echad min reshayinim v'echad min echayinim mitzarfen. And you can't have one aid of one and one aid of the other be mitzarif. Now, the Gemara is going to explain this line. In fact, meaning, if one aide comes in and says, I was there and this was the condition, and another aide comes in and says, I was there and it was another condition, they cannot combine to force her to keep conditions. Meaning, this argument takes place half a year later. The guy says, my wife did not meet conditions, she's not divorced. And she said, there were no conditions. I had no condition to keep. So he brings in one aide that says he was there when he heard condition A. And he brings in another aide that heard condition B. There's no two aid him on any condition. And therefore, we don't know of any condition. We don't listen to one aide. We only listen to two aid him. Now, there are two aid him that there were a condition. But since they're not agreeing on what the condition was, there are no two aid him on the conditions. That's how the Gemara is going to explain. Frank the Gemara, Elam at Sefer rebuttal. The Sefer, the first condition is bottle. He said 300. Ela Reisha. That web sheet, what's the Kiddush? Mal the Tema, call the Kiyumi tonight with Sarfin. Why can't they get together and say there was a condition? Whatever condition it was, she didn't meet it. She says there was no condition. We are testifying as two Adam that there were a condition. Hamash Malan, since they don't agree on the condition, that's a non condition. One aid is not believed. Therefore, we have no two aidim that say there was a condition in the gap because they can't agree what the condition was. So therefore, it's meaningless. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, v'ein echad min reshayin, aidim min reshayin, v'echad min reshayin, mitzarf. V'hoi t'vei t'nai begetzeh. Kol z'man shlivi u'shnaim t'echad. V'idu v'echad min akroim. You don't have two aidim show up and testify about one of the conditions. Kosher ad eid echasima. The get is kosher. And we don't trust them to say that the condition wasn't met. Here is the husband screaming, she's not divorced. There were conditions. And the woman says, huh? I got a get. The get is a validated get. I am divorced. Goodbye. And he brings Adam, but he can't bring two Adam to say any condition. First one doesn't count. Even if two Adam come and say 200, it doesn't mean anything. He was about to it. Eli Rasha, come oi hi. Mal the tame oil mekayim gita bechad mani tanai. Have a look at chatra. Both are agreeing there was a tanai. They're disagreeing what it was, but they're claiming there had to be a condition. The whole side of the side of the human tanai that I gita lusarvu. That should be enough to join together to tell the woman, listen, lady, you didn't keep a condition. There was a condition. Kamash Malan, we don't know of any condition.
How about 300, 200, the opposite?
300, 200, he was without it. He's obviously settling for 200.
So if one aider, each one aider,
Yeah, but the problem is that that 200 was canceled, so he's not in the Negeya.
In this case, the
either case, he canceled the first one. The first case tonight was canceled. By giving a different amount, he canceled the first one. There was no tonight.
This is when we started today's year, but we said it was 4 Adam altogether.
I lost you on that one.
How many Adam were there all together in the beginning of the sixth class?
Again, which case? First case in the bride, in the 200, 300, or in the two different conditions?
Two different conditions.
Two, 4 Adam, two on one, two on the other.
And now it's just 1 Adam on each.
Correct.
That's the difference.
Correct. Perfect.
Nobody's going to make a mistake and say in the 200 and 300 that, or even in a case of 200 twice, two different times with 1 Adam each. Nobody's going to say, "Well, the first time he only had 1 Adam." I'm not even going to consider that.
Well, if it's the same amount, there's nothing to talk about. They're both saying there was a 200 tonight.
So in all cases of Adam in contracts, you don't have to have the Adam at the same time. You have to repeat the process of each one.
That's a machlokes. When Adam testified, it's a machlokes in Masechta Sanhedrin. If 1 Adam comes in and says, "I saw it alone," and another one says, "I heard the admission," can they?
What?
1 Adam comes in and says, "I saw Reuven borrow $100 from Shimon," and the other 8 comes in and says, "I heard Reuven admit that he owes $100 to Shimon." Can they combine? Because they're testifying, the bottom line is the same. They're both saying he owes $100.
But over here, it was a matter of the husband saying.
Again, that's exactly the same case. They're testifying about two parts that end up with the same bottom line.
The focus there. Not over here.
We're not getting involved in Hilchos Eidos here. This is, when Lawrence and Hedren, you get involved in how Eidos combined and don't combine. That wasn't the case here. You made up this case.
Well, the case here
was two different conditions.
It was two different conditions. But if there would have been the same conditions,
why? Again, the Gemara didn't discuss that.
That would have been quite.
Again, that would have been. That's a great case in the Masechta Sanhedrin.
Okay. Either way, they're not together at the same time.
Right. Again. That's a machlokes in Masechta Sanhedrin. It doesn't discuss it here. It doesn't pick sides here. It doesn't discuss it here. Look to Mishnah Vayter. Now, this Mishnah will have one shot when we learn the Mishnah, and the Gemara will turn it on its head. So it's an interesting Mishnah again. Rashi will explain it the way the Gemara understands it at first. And Rashi will keep on adding the words, Kasal Kedaitach, we now think, because that's the Havamina. And the Gemara will turn it on its head. So we'll do it the way the Mishnah is understood at first. Then we'll see the Gemara say, huh? And the Gemara will turn it on its head. Harizeh Gitech, Imloh Basi Mikam Vashloshim Yad. Guy says to his wife, "This is your get if I don't come back within 30 days. Vayahayloch Mehuda Legol." And he was headed from Yehuda to Gol. Right? So the assumption in the Tanai is that he was going to Gaul, and if he doesn't come back within 30 days of his going to Gaul, the get is a get. So he told his wife, "Listen, I'm traveling to Gaul. If I don't come back within 30 days, the get is a get." Now, part of the first condition is, I am traveling to Gaul. So he has to get to Gaul. If he doesn't get to Gaul, there's no 30-day condition. I'm going to Gaul, and there's a 30-day condition. So predicated on the Tanai is the fact that he's going to head to Gaul. If he decides not to go to Gaul, then the condition never kicks in. It's only because he's going to Gaul. He tells her, "I'm headed to Gaul, therefore, if I don't come back in 30 days, to get it again." From when he leaves. Vegil Antiphras. And he reached the city of Antiphras, which we now assume is the first city in Gaul. So he went to Gaul. The Tanai kicks in. the chazer, and he came back within 30 days, batel tnoi. He went to go, he came back, the condition was met, meaning he wasn't gone for 30 days. The get is not a get. Rashi. V'gil antiferus v'chayza miyad. He went to antiferus and came right back. Tnoi batel, klaim v'shuv ein kasher l'garich boy. This get is no longer good. It was given on a condition. The condition was not met, which means he did come back. Right? So it's not a get. Even if later on he went back to go and he was gone for 30 days, ain't a get. Because this was the giving of the get on this condition. This get is dependent on this condition now. He went, came back, the get's canceled, gone, over, done with. The Gesal Gedaitach, Antiferus Betchilus Galil. We are now assuming the city of Antiferus is right at the beginning of Gaul. Rabbi Tanai reached the Holocaust of Gaul. For Loi saw Shleishim Yai, he wasn't there 30 days. Ubitl HaGet. That's Mavatu the Get. Shari Boy came home. Avum Loyagil Antiferus. If he never made it to Gaul, the Chazar, let's say he started traveling and decided not to go to Gaul, and then came back. So the condition was never canceled because the get is when I go to go 30 days. And then a half a year later, he went to go and stayed 30 days. Get kicks in. The Lacha Yam Holigal Shashar Shemigareshis. Shisam Ashleishim Lenikva Elam Shiyelach Legol. The 30 days is when he goes to go. He never went. The condition was, I'm going to go this 30 days. If he never went to Gaul, the Ksai didn't kick in. As soon as he goes to Gaul, the Ksai kicks in.
Where do we see this word? All he said.
The Hayahilech Mehuda Legaul.
That's the story.
So the Rashi is telling me that was part of the condition. He was telling his wife, I am going to Gaul, and if I don't come back within 30 days, after I go to Gaul, it should be a get. That's how Rashi's explaining that condition that way.
Well, he started to go to Gaul. He didn't get it. He started to go to Gaul.
Again, it only kicks in if he steps into Gaul.
So you see that?
He told his wife.
He's going to Gaul, so he starts going to Gaul.
If he doesn't go to Gaul, the condition never kicks in. He did not. He never stepped into goal.
All these cases are, that was part of the...
Correct. Next case in the Mishnah. In Leibasi Mikai Vashleishim Yoim, Vayahaylach Migal Yehuda. He lives in Gaul, headed to Yehuda. Vigil Lekvar Asanoi, which at this point we think is part of Yehuda. B'chazar, B'tutnoi. Same thing. He went to Yehuda. The minute he stepped into Yehuda, the Tnai is fully operative. He comes back, he canceled the get. Within 30 days. Rashi?
Within 30 days, the time he left.
I don't know.
I said before.
I know, but I wasn't sure. If you say the other, I can live the other way as well. Again, I can live the other way as well. I assume that way. Rashi the Kvav Shinoi, Kesakadai the Kvav Shinoi, Bereish Yehuda. Bevoyah Migol Yehuda. Arholach Yehuda. Ubabotak Shleshim Yehain Kankai Toi Tanai Vula Getlis Kaibai. Gone. Third case is Mishnah.
Rabbi, did he do it tonight, couple? Like, if I do come, then it's not a get? Or it is a get? Not a get.
In time couple, correct. Next case.
This is all without cases?
Doesn't say Amanas, it's him. It's not retroactive. Could you marry you with Itai Kafu? Next. In Blaibasi. What?
There's no
unless he says Me'akshav, or Mahayim, or Kulikrav Yaisi, who has a date in the star, in the get. In Leibasi Mikan Vachleishim Yaim, He lived in Eretz Yisrael, and he was traveling to Chutz La'aretz. Begia la'akum, which the Gemara now assumes is Chutz La'aretz. We're reading a Mishnah. He said Akko is an Eretz Yisrael. I said Akko is a Chutz La'aretz. There we go again. No, that's Surya. And that's on Dav Ches.
Trying to explain that. Hazara is important.
It's Batul Tzroi. Bashi? No, right. Yeah, Akko Kasal Kedaitech. Akko Mimdina Siyam Kaima. We now think that Akko is Chutz La'aretz. The next case, how is a Gita called Masha ever Mikenega Panecha Shloshim Yayim? He said, this is your get if I go out of your face, if I'm out of your face for 30 days. What does out of your face mean? And the Gemara said, and Mishnah says, he leaves, comes. He was never alone with her, Harry said, again. The Gemara's going to say, huh? Wasn't out of her face. It was in her face. That's the Gemara's kasha. Rashi, as soon as I spend 30 days out of your face, he never went 30 days out of her face. Gemara's kasha. Frag the Gemara. Remember the antiphorus b'kalo avikayma? This whole explanation of the Mishnah was assuming that the city of antiphorus is part of the Galilee. For a minute, antiphorus be Yehuda. The Brisa says antiphorus is in Yehuda. Ukvara sinoi is b'kalo. Now, we said in our Mishnah that kvara sinoi is in Yehuda. And this Brisa tells us the exact opposite. Beitayim mantiyah v'aisa l'chumra. In between antiphorus and Kvarav Sinai, we don't know what it belongs to. We don't know where the border is exactly. We know antiphorus is in Yehuda. We know Kvarav Sinai is in Galil. There's an area in between that we don't know whether it's Yehuda or Galil. And therefore, Megoresh is right in Megoresh. It would be a suffering get if they went to the area in between. But our Mishnah said antiphorus is Galil. And our Kvarav Sinai is Yehuda. And this Brisa says the exact opposite. Zok Rashi. Antiphorus be Yehuda, Bekvav Sinoi be Gol. Smuchim Zelo Zeb is Svar. They are close to each other at the border. Zeb Rosh Yehuda, the Zeb Rosh Gol. Hilkechai Hailach Yehuda le Gol be Gil Antiphorus, the Chazer. Loi Batul Sinoi. He never went to Gol. Nakati Le Yazul Le Gol. If you go afterwards and stay 30 days, it would be a get. He's saying clearly, I'm going to go. I'm sorry, I'm going to apologize, I was wrong. The 30 days start when he gets to go. This Brisa is the exact opposite of the Mishnah. Be it ben kayim, hayaylech miyegudo legal v'avret antiphorus v'lekvayav sinoy leba. He's in between the two cities, the chazim b'tayek shlishim, ulachas man chazim v'halach legazul megal mamish. So b'shah, he went in between, and now he went again. Was he ever there? Did the tnai kick in, or was he never there? She's considered Megoresh, she can't marry a Kayan. But Vaina Megoresh, Lisa Benal gets that. But she can't use it to get married. Suffolk Batu Bimhalach Rishon, where Suffolk, whether to get is Batu. However, Avra Antiphorus, because he went past Antiphorus, how they Suffolk Yehuda, Suffolk Go, who Batu, Shana Chazim Betar Shloshim, Hashem Suffolk Yehuda, who Belay Batu. We don't know whether he ever went to Go. So at this point, it's a contradiction. Again, let me explain. In both cases, the Mishnah and the Braisa, the guy said, I'm going to go, and when I get to go, if I don't come back in 30 days, it kicks in. If he never goes to go, the time didn't have a chance to kick in. And therefore, the next time he goes to go, the time will kick in. Whereas if he went to go, this is the time of the Tanai. Our Mishnah seems to say he arrived in Antiphras, he went to go. And the Braisa seems to say he arrived in Antiphras, he never went to go. And the opposite is true by Kfar Avsinoy. And the Braisa adds a case that if it's in between the two cities, we don't know, and therefore it will be a suffix again. We'll continue tomorrow, or whichever.